Okay.
Three, two, one. Yink.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, CD Beyond, Herbs Takes, Conrad's Corner presenting you EP 25. I was going to try to find it before I said it. My Spotify is messing up. Conrad, can you confirm? Are we at the halfway point to 50?
I will
believe
check.
We are. And if I
yeah,
here, we
I think
are
it's 25.
EP 25, just confirmed myself. And the big fella did not get mentioned in the intro, not because we forgot him, but because he is not here. I don't want to bury him because he's not here, but that's exactly what I'm going to do. The guy has minimal to nothing going on right now compared to what we have going on. And all he has to do is just not fall asleep at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, at night, per se, dinner time. And that's exactly what he's done. The phone is dead, and we cannot get a hold of him. We've called him on apps. We've called his sister on apps. We've called him on Snapchat. We FaceTimed him, called him, nothing. And to Terb's point, I think he was ready to go 6 hours ago. What happened between now and then? No one knows.
Nikki Nocturnal, dude. I mean, I love it. We're like, yeah, we're trying to get on early tonight. And he's like, yeah, I'm ready now. Dude, it's fucking 12 o'clock. What do you think? I'm going to fucking hop off of my Teams meeting and hop onto an LRP call? What do you mean you're ready,
ready now?
Now.
Yeah, just with...
Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize he said that. That's hilarious. I'm ready now. What the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, yeah. I
mean, what are we going to do with that? We're in the office. What do you mean I'm ready now?
It was all, I mean, it was so funny too, because it was literally like, we never start at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, but I was like, we need to like go early today. And Terry was like, yeah, but I gotta go early. Conrad's like, all right, let's see if the boys can answer. Let's see if everybody can answer the, like, where did Conrad say, where does everyone rank this pod in their lives?
I said, let's see if the others put this pod first.
Yeah, Terb was like, I can do six. Conrad, I can do six. Nikki, no problem. And yeah, Nikki knockout. I mean, it sucks because, like we were saying before the pod, the nightly news this week was really going to be a big topic to carry us through. Because, I mean, I don't have too much to get into. I mean, I really would like for him to talk about the Rangers-Devils game last night that had like five fights to start the game. I mean, it would have been a great nightly news follow-up on some stuff from last week. But it's going to make for a heck of an episode next week when we're decompressing from college hoops, the season as a whole. And just to get right into it, boys, you see UConn's flight. They still have not taken off yet from wherever they are. I don't know if it's Kansas City where they're
– No, they're gone. They're gone now.
They got there this
morning,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I did see that, though.
You saw that earlier today?
So the NCAA schedules all of this, but there's not a flight out there? Like, something doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
I will say, though – I don't know. My thought on that is, I think, a little contrary to what everyone else is. And I think they milk the piss out of that. The fact that that was talked about for, like,
team in the country,
I mean, it's like Dan Hurley, oh, it's just fuel to the fire. They're sending, like, pictures of him, like, head in his hands on the plane and shit. Like, come on. We've all had fucking flight issues. It's America in 2024. I understand clearly, yes, it's UConn. It's a team. They got to go. But, I mean, milk it a little more. Hop on a fucking bus and roll.
God forbid they don't get on a flight 30 seconds after they step foot in an airport. Like, sorry, you have to wait 2 hours. Like,
just go back and practice and go the next day. What's the difference? You're leaving. It's Thursday. Your game is not till Saturday. You're fine.
Well, it's like, that's my whole thing too. It's like with that stuff, when George won the national championship, a couple of years, when they did like when they were in the back-to-back with Stetson Bennett or whatever. And they're like, yeah, you know, everyone counted us out. Everyone said we're going to go 6-6. It's like, dude, why can't you just be like, yeah, y'all knew we were the best. We proved we were the best. UConn, Dan Hill, you know, he's trying to find a chip on that shoulder. Like, they're serving us honey buns on the fucking flight. We can't even get pistachios. That's how they treat us. Like, you know, he's going to take.
Yeah, well, they're also flying Allegiant.
Psychopath.
They're flying Allegiant. What the fuck do you expect, buddy? You can't fly anything better than Allegiant.
So yeah. I don't think I've ever even heard of Allegiant before.
Because I bet Bama football, they probably have their own plane. They probably just get up to the basketball team for the Final Four, if I had to guess, but who knows?
Bama probably has like multiple
planes. I don't know.
You think they have? I bet Bama no. Football has their own plane. You don't think so?
No. I feel like they still bus everywhere.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Because they make like all the smaller teams come to them.
Yeah, the NFL, you think a lot of teams have their own planes. Like the Patriots. And then, like, the Cowboys, like, a couple others. Not really that many teams have their own plane.
But I will say, did you guys see, I maybe saw this picture for 0.5 seconds, but there's a picture of like the UConn players' beds. It's like two twins, like two singles in a room. And then DJ Burns has like a king size bed in his hotel room.
I have not seen that. I have not seen that. That's fucking all time though.
I swear. It's like DJ Burns gets like the California King and like Snickers bars all across his bed.
That has to be so fake. That's what's that? CT ESPN.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, these guys are getting paid millions of dollars to play a sport that lasts 5 months out of the school year. You gotta think, I mean, Final Four. They better be getting every combination that they can.
Dude, if
they better
be
getting every combination.
If I'm Donovan Klingon or one of them big fellas, first of all, you have cash. You literally make more than we make. You're just go get a king size bed, dude. Go pay with it with your own money. You know you got cash.
Dude, you make more than low end NBA active players. It's like, yeah, I mean, you want to talk about complaining about, like, that's the thing too. You think Conrad, I think all those guys are in a
more than low end.
You think they're in a Portnoy suite?
The minimum is like 800K.
I mean, not all of them.
I think some of them making a couple making.
They're definitely making at least 100 grand. You can.
But you're telling me those players aren't getting a suite? Those players aren't getting a suite, and they're not getting a suite like the Marriott. Like, you're telling me these guys are doing Holiday Inn like we would have done as kids for a youth tournament? There's no way.
No, they're not. They're not doing Holiday Inn.
That's the Four Seasons.
No way.
They stay where there's a convention center, so it'll be like a Marriott or. Four Seasons.
Marriott, Four Seasons, Southern Age.
Best Western, maybe.
Because Big Boy Birds, he better be getting all the care he can have, man. Because I don't know about you guys, but watching that game Easter Sunday with my old man, I couldn't help but, like, just start laughing. Because he would watching him get the ball at, like, the three-point line, and he's starting his post up, and he gets down to the rim. I mean, it was just so funny to watch. It was incredible. It was incredible.
I can picture all three of us doing the same exact thing. He gets the post, does a spin move, the little fillet touch going, oh, are you kidding me?
Come on. Oh, dude, yeah. That drop step. Yeah, it's disgusting.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's funny because it's like he's literally like a machine in the sense that, like, he doesn't do any work to get the ball. He's like saving his energy. And he's like, he just does that thing where he just kind of like shields the guy off, puts his hand down low to get the ball. And then as soon as he gets the ball, it's like, boom, machine is running.
Yeah.
It's just boom, spin move, spin cycle, turn, swoop, floater, ink.
I mean, I think in the post.
That spin cycle.
He maybe didn't score once or twice in the post. And he probably put up 15 shots. I mean, he had 29 points.
I want to know what.
I didn't see him getting stopped in the post once.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't look into it, and that actually brings up a good point. I want to look at that. I am very curious of what his shooting percentage was in that Duke game, because he did not miss. I do not recall him missing, like, maybe one or two buckets.
Like what?
That guy young on Duke.
Points?
I mean, that guy
had 30.
Was such a mismatch, man. That guy on Duke was like 6'8". I mean, he wasn't as big as DJ Burns. DJ Burns had
flip,
on him.
Flip's tall. I feel like
no,
Flip's
the other guy, Cam Young or something. His last name was Young.
He was putting too. Flip into a blender.
The other guy they put on him, Young, he was getting bought.
Yeah, 13 for 19, 29 points. So, I mean, you want to talk about efficiency.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and then to get Flukowski to foul out at the end of that game. And, you know, I had that rant that a lot of people came at me for, the NC State Marquette game. Marquette was my team, had futures on them, had them in the bracket. Look, we're living and dying, like we've been saying for the past week. It's what all of us do with our teams. NC State Duke game comes around, and I see that line at halftime, 8.5 points State's getting. Money line's 4-1. Like, there's no – they're down by 27-21. Like, there's no – granted, I was awful all weekend. Awful. I was terrible. I just couldn't get a rhythm going. Over – like, I'd get the spread right, over, under, obliterated. I couldn't get both things right to kind of get back on track. And I saw that 4-1 money line, down 6. DJ Burns played 5 minutes of the first half from what my dad was telling me. I was driving to his house during the first half. They didn't even think twice about it. Took that money line, second half spread, and Duke never had a chance really that entire second half. Never had a chance. We can touch on the other games, but I just think NC State, they were not going to lose that game. Once they got rolling, it first time they made the Final Four since what, 87? First 11 seasons, Loyola Chicago.
83.
So they've only made it. This is the second time. I thought they did.
86. 86 was the Elite Eight.
Gotcha.
83 was Final Four when they went on to win.
So this is, damn, that's crazy. Crazy. So what, second time all time they've made the Final Four. Last time was with Jimmy V when they were a six seed. Beat that Houston shout out, team.
Shout out Jimmy V.
Five slam.
Yeah, I mean, you want to talk about not only a team of destiny, but you got the Jimmy V angel on your side. Yeah, I mean, that is college basketball.
How many points does that get us?
I mean,
at least two. At least yeah, a bucket.
Yeah, that's a couple soft rolls for sure in the Purdue game.
Because now we get Godzilla versus King Kong. And that, I mean, Purdue, they do what they had to do. They held on.
I'm curious. First off, before we jump into it, but though, I'm curious, though, just because, like, I feel like in a way we're in a bubble a little bit here in North Carolina, but I'm just curious what it's like up there with Pete, with you guys, Pete, but like, maybe, of course, since you went to school down here and stuff, but I'm not kidding you. If you have not won at least a grand on NC State in this tournament, you're like seen as a loser in the degenerate world here in North Carolina. I'm going to play basketball with like guys I don't even know. They've got stories of guys winning 10, 15 grand. I've heard endless stories. My friends of friends, myself included. It's like if you have not won money, I mean, it's in any sport to be considered. If you're talking NFL, NHL, MLB, any type of college sport, think about this. They have been underdogs 8 out of 9 wins, and they have won outright. Like, the money is insane.
I mean, you guys are definitely in a bubble in North Carolina. Like, let's not kid about that. Like, everyone has got someone who knows someone who went to NC State, family member, this, that, Duke, whatever. Right. Definitely a team of
destiny. But are people bought in? It's like, yeah, it's more like, are people bought in? And I mean, I feel like regardless if you're in North Carolina or not, you see that this team is literally, I don't know, 4 games ago, you look and you're like, holy shit, this team has been like plus 200 at the very least and wins outright every single game. Let's hop on.
Yeah, people are definitely riding the wave. I mean, that's for sure. No one wants to see all the big dogs win every single time. Definitely not as big as it is in North Carolina. I think a lot of that free bonus cash you guys are getting from those apps are helping out a lot.
Yeah, It started at the same time of the NC State run. So, like, everyone's just been piling.
Free cash. I mean, that's the name of the game. But how can you not ride NC State? I mean, how can you not? Guy like DJ Burns, he owns vending machines. He's got honey buns in there, fucking Twizzlers, Snickers, Twix. How can you not?
Yeah, why not us?
I mean, North Carolina, too, man, they really fucked it up. Imagine if they don't lose to Bama, they beat Clemson. We could be looking at a chance where North Carolina plays State for the national title. It'd be awesome. Because now I think we're in a win-win situation. Win-win situation. UConn Purdue, I think, are on a collision course. And if we see UConn Purdue, that's going to be from last year, UConn San Diego State, just an absolute fest. To now going to see UConn and Purdue, I think, would be terrific. If NC State pulls off another upset, they have a chance to be the most prolific team in college basketball we've seen since the 2006, 2007 Florida Gator team. If Bama keeps it tight with UConn, and then Purdue beats State, we'd have a chance to see Purdue with no questions asked. Don't have to go against UConn. Can they beat an Alabama team? It's a 4 rank. They should be able to walk through them. It's the storylines are going to be incredible, what we're going to see.
Yeah.
And I'm happy to see Purdue hold off Tennessee. Because it was scary that first half. That first half was scary. Terrible. You had a minus, what, 1.5 first half. They covered it. They were down 12 points 10 minutes into the game there. And they were able to battle back.
Yeah, legendary 14-2 run to hit my 1.5 to go up by 2 at half. Absolutely. I mean,
Dalton Connect was hitting everything from 30 feet. Misses a 10-footer for you to hit that, too. It's like, that's just There's nothing better when you get shit like that going your
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
I love that.
Those like 12-0 runs, 14-0 or 14-2 runs are just so electric, especially when you absolutely need it. But yeah, no, I mean, I think you're right. I think it's last year we lost some viewership towards the end at this time, just because it was like, it was fun until it wasn't, until it was like, what the fuck, we got San Diego State. But yeah, I mean, you know, I think the consensus is Purdue, UConn. I guess we could, since we're already talking about State and Purdue. I think the end all be all is Zach Edey. I mean, that's the end. Maybe that big fuck, and they don't call fouls on him. But here's the thing: DJ Burns is going at your chest. DJ Burns draws fouls. That's how Kyle Filipowski fouled out as early as he did. And they know that. And to me, I think you got to let Edey have his. You can't get stuck. Here's where you get in trouble. You let him get those fucking and ones, whatever. I still don't think he's that great of a free throw shooter. Make him earn the points at the line. If you foul him hard. And DJ Burns, I don't think Edie's going to be on him too much. Just I don't know, but I mean, because people think DJ Burns is the center for State when really it's Diarra. So you get Diarra on Edey, and then you let Burns. If Edie's not on Burns, then that is advantage NC State all the way. So, I mean, how do you prepare for Edey? But at the same time, how do you prepare for Burns? Because clearly, if he's playing like he did against Duke, and he has somebody that is the same size as Kyle Filipowski, it's a manic fest. There's no way to stop it. And they should. Yeah, I think if you're relying on,
be awesome.
And I guess that's a good part about Purdue too, but that's what makes State. And what I've been saying about State is they're relying on the most efficient shot to be made on the offensive position. Like they're relying on DJ Burns to make like a 2-foot floater. Whereas you got teams like Bama literally has to play the most flawless executed game and shoot lights out to beat UConn. And UConn relies on the three ball some too, but you know, I think that's the thing. It all comes down to the big men down low for State and Purdue.
That's why I think it's going to be great from a viewership perspective. We're going to get – so UConn, I mean, we got to touch it real quick. That 30, and I know we've been all over the place. That 30 and 0 run is something like I've never seen. I mean, in the Elite Eight to go on a 30-0 run.
That's crazy. Like,
you know how dumb you have to feel if you have Illinois plus a half, and they're down 5.5. And you're like, we're kind of in this 30-0 run to start the second half. That's a team that is petrifying because Alabama, they were in a dogfight with Clemson. They did their thing, putting up points while letting up almost just as many. And now we get an Alabama team, a UConn team, where I think it's going to be obviously the best prolific team in the country going up against the best shooting team in the country. And then you get the two best big men going at it down low on the other side of the bracket. I mean, you're literally going to
two totally different games.
Yeah, you're going to get the best of both worlds. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait. I mean, and the thing too with Burns, him being 6'9", 275, it's like the Nicky effect. I used to always think Nicky was like 6'2", 6'3". Like Terry was saying, it's like you can't get close to him. Like it's like an angle, like a mind illusion. That might be the thing with Burns here. Like he's 6'9". Edie's got 6 inches on him. But how close can he really get to this big fella? You know, he might as well be 7 feet when he plays Edie because it's –
yeah, and he's faster than it. He's sneaky quick.
I just want to see one good game. Too. If UConn blows out Bama, give me a State Purdue good game. If Purdue blows out State, give me a Bama UConn game. I just want to see one good game. But at the very end of the day, if the two Cinderellas come, or I guess if the one real Cinderella in State and then Bama, if they come to an end on Saturday, we're at least looking at a one UConn, one Purdue. And the bracket pool is got more than enough people alive. So Alex McCarthy, our fraternity brother, had State beating Duke. His bracket, he still has UConn going to the championship. He has Arizona, or excuse me, he still has, I think it was UConn making, he had Arizona winning it all, so he couldn't have UConn going to the championship. He has Purdue, excuse me, going to the championship. He has Arizona winning it all. He can still win this thing. With Arizona as national champion losing the Sweet 16 by having State in the Final Four, he wins by State beating Alabama. That's the way he wins this bracket challenge. He needs UConn to lose, Purdue to lose, and then he needs Bama to lose the Natty Champ. And
Alex, so State has to win it all.
Yep, and they have to beat Alabama. They beat UConn, he loses. He doesn't come in first. He can maybe still place, but he doesn't come in first. So Alex McCarthy's way to come in first is State to beat Bama. Kendall Cleary is for Purdue to beat Bama. Allie, my girlfriend's mom, Mama Mayer, for her to win it is for Purdue to beat UConn. Jackson Perkins, longtime LRP staple, UConn wins it all. He gets it. And then Davis Bandy, another longtime LRP staple, has Bama winning it all. So there's five people for you. And the fact that only one person has Purdue versus UConn, like, I thought that was the most simple thing of making my bracket. In fact, that only one person has that outcome of Purdue winning is crazy to me. And there's only one person with UConn has a chance to take first. It's going to be awesome because this time last year, the Final Four, the winner was already set and done. It sucked. Now we get a little bit of drama.
Yeah. How about
this weekend's about some more drama?
How about this, though, for Dave, our buddy? He's a Bama alum. Put Bama to win it all. He's flying to Phoenix tomorrow.
He actually is.
Going to the Bama UConn game. If they win, he's going to the Natty. If they win the Natty, he wins the bracket. He's at the Natty. It's like pure just, I mean, what could be? We'll put it that way.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
No, he actually is going out to Phoenix. That's incredible. And the best part is that if Bama wins it all, he basically just did all that for free and got to experience what we would kill to experience, your school winning a national championship in basketball or football. That's what anyone would kill for. And he would get that experience for free, unless he goes crazy at the strip club for his second time ever. Then he might be in a little bit of a different story. But we'd all understand that. We'd all understand that because Phoenix, Scottsdale, I can only imagine the scenery down there. Conrad.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you got all the Bama alum flying in. I mean,
the chicks that twirl the sticks, all like the 35 years old at the Alabama football games. No, those chicks will be live in attendance.
God. Yeah. What a great place for a Final Four. Phoenix. Yeah,
Phoenix.
Scottsdale.
Must be nice. Phoenix gets it all. They get waste every single year. Now they got Final Four. They get like the Super Bowl every like 4 years.
And it's like what? That Phoenix, I've never been, but that Phoenix, Glendale, Scottsdale area, is that like the triangle almost for North Carolina people?
Yeah. It's more like Scottsdale. Well, Phoenix is a little different than Scottsdale. Phoenix is like the city. Scottsdale is like a suburb.
Like a richer suburb.
A richer suburb, kind of like 15, 20 minutes away from the city. And that's where like everything, you don't really go out.
Is Glendale far, far away from everything?
A little bit. No, it feels just a little bit more south, I think.
It's like all over
Tucson and like.
Then
Tucson, you get University of Arizona. That's the other thing too about University of Arizona. They really blew it, man. They would be right in their backyard for a Final Four. But I mean, just talk about a team like him and Caleb Love and what's his face, RJ Davis, 0-18 combined for three. It just never fails. Never fails, man. Arizona, man, never fails. Never fails. And Scottsdale. That sounds like it'd be. So you can basically go kill time. You can go kill time this weekend outside of Phoenix in your suburb. You have a Scottsdale. Like if it was in Boston, the suburb you have would be Providence. It fucking sucks. Like Phoenix really is a quality place for a Final Four. Connor, I want to hear. I mean, how was your Easter weekend? Did you get to enjoy the games? Oh, you had one of the boys, K Dog, up there. You got to see the Phillies, the Flyers in action. We were talking about a little before the pod.
Yeah, I mean. I don't know what my voice sounds like on the other end of this, but it probably doesn't sound like it's 100%. I mean, anyone knows Kendall Cleary. I mean, the guy just loves to fucking spend as much money as possible, do the most every single time he's in a city visiting somebody. So if you even have a glimpse of that in your mind, you have an idea of where this weekend is going. I mean, he flies in Friday afternoon. I get off half day work, bring him to the old McGillan's Ale House, oldest Irish pub in America. Shout out. Four or five pitchers for the Phillies game. We get spanked by the Braves, of course. End up going back, having more beers, go out that night. Last thing I remember is taking green tea shots and drinking a Red Bull vodka at one of the bars. Woke up and my fucking jeans were in a pool of the rankest and nastiest smelling piss I've ever smelt in my life. It was disgusting.
What
And
time
then
was
we
the wake
go.
up?
That had to have been like 9 o'clock in the morning, not
Oh,
eight,
that's
8:39.
awful. So you had a full day ahead of you. You
Full
didn't
day.
wake up
Oh, dude.
early. Oh,
No,
dude.
full day. I just grabbed everything that was wet in sight and tossed it in the washer and dryer. And then we had Phillies and Flyers back to back. Again, Phillies get spanked. We're at least hoping the Flyers do something against the
Was
second worst
brutal.
team in the
That was salt in
NHL.
the wounds.
Oh my God. If Kendall didn't experience a true Philly losing weekend, then that is what I gave him. I gave him a true experience, endless suffering. Shout out the girls at Xfinity who work in the bull room where they just dance around the people riding the bull, just jeans, shorts, hiked all the way up their asses. They gotta at least be making $1,000 a night. At least.
Okay, heck of an
At least.
atmosphere. Heck of an atmosphere. And by the way, some of those Philly women that get on that mechanical bull.
Oh my God.
Shout out,
There was
shout out,
this
shout out to their
one like
self-esteem. That's all I'll say.
4 foot
Shout out to their
11, like
self-esteem.
350-pound chick who had to get hoisted onto the bull by two of the workers there, hoisted because she couldn't
That
get up.
is just,
And
that's a crowd pleaser.
everyone's just watching, and it's like,
In
why would
awe.
you do this to yourself? Why? And then you have the old guys who are just staring at the ass shaking the whole time, not even paying attention to anything else on the TV.
Yeah.
God. Xfinity, what an atmosphere.
Dude,
But
I
yeah.
could tell too you were going through it too. So like I could tell like Kendall was doing that thing too where like he would be like filming you, trying to get you to say something or reaction. And I could tell by
Oh my
like the last
God.
couple, you were just like caught off guard and you're like got nothing to say. And you're just like, all right, dude, like put it down. What the fuck are you
I'm
just hang out? What
like,
the fuck are you
how many times can you take the same Snapchat in a day saying it's starting or like some bullshit like that? Like, I just can't. I can't. I'm like, dude,
He's
shut
been a
up.
broken record for like
Put the phone
8 years.
down and just enjoy the moment. He's fucking
Oh
recording
man,
everything.
it tell you what though, it's like I can kind of the same way too. It's good a couple of years from now and you look back on it and you have some stuff to look back on, but
Yeah,
also
that's.
too it could get dangerous to where like you're like looking back on a couple of years from now and you're just cringing down your spine. It could be one of the two. You're either thankful you have it or you're like, what the fuck were we getting ourselves into?
Listen, I'm all for having like a picture or two and like a video or two. We don't need 15 videos in a span of 2 hours. It's just not necessary.
He thought
Other
he
than
was
that,
back
I
in
mean,
Switzerland.
I just
other than
think
that, good weekend.
yeah.
Saw the Phillies win on Sunday with the fam. Family's got the Sunday ticket package.
Well, dude,
So,
the wake up you had at 9 o'clock or like what time was the Phillies
oh,
game at on Saturday?
it was at 4 o'clock. Thank God.
Okay,
So
that's not
I had
terrible. I was about
time.
to say if you had a 1 o'clock start time, you're
Oh,
waking up
no
pissed at
way.
nine, your day is you're really behind the 8 ball. So that's the worst
Way
part is
behind.
that you have a 2 hour ordeal to deal with. It's Did
Kendall's like,
he
yeah,
come in
guys,
and
it's crunch
see?
time.
Did he come in and go, oh no, or fuck, did you have to tell
No, I was the first one up in the house somehow, because just because the dog always wakes me up, and I was the first one up at 8:39. That's how you know it was a rough night, dude. A
Yeah, for the
rough
first
night.
one. Yeah, if you're getting up before KC, that's, yeah.
Yeah, it's the battle of the, like we were talking about with our Hilton Head trip. It's like you can't escape the Friday blackout, dude.
Yeah.
There's
No, it's
nothing you can
inevitable. Great
do.
callback.
There's
Such a good
nothing you can
point.
do.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, and
So
again, like
classic, dude. Every time.
we love him to
Every
death.
time.
We love him to death, but that is one guy who is not going to take "Let's go easy on a Friday" for an answer. It's just that's never going to happen.
No, because he's just gonna throw it. Even if you're like, no, let's just take it easy. He comes back to the table with a
I'd
tray
like
of
to
10
perfect what he
shots.
does, though. I like to perfect what he does to where like he can get everyone else around him in a danger zone while him kind of riding, flying under the radar. That's pretty tough to do. I think he's got that perfected.
It's bullshit.
Shots for everybody does one of those things. The fucking
Yeah. He's like, oh, here,
over
take
the
another. And
shoulder,
then he tosses his over the shoulder.
dude. Because when I set my Saturday morning, P, instead of going golfing with term, me and I went on a
Oh,
hike. And let me tell you, people that go
yeah,
hiking all the
that
time,
Snapchat is
oh,
hilarious.
dude, they're into vaping. I mean, you want to talk about feeling it in your lungs? If you want to. Going to hike up a mountain where it's like maybe 900 feet elevation or elevation. But people that do that for like their weekly.
That's a hill. That ain't a mountain.
So that's what I'm saying. But people do that for like their fun activity. And like that, I was telling the people I was there going up against. It's like old people like, you can do this. Like, you know, like you got this. Like people with their dogs, people with like their Chihuahua dogs. I'm like, what fuck are we doing? And like got up there, like could see Charlotte skyline out in the distance. Chilled for a minute. Then back down we went. I mean, yeah, I guess it was good way to battle a hangover. But I used to bury people that go for hikes. I used to bury people that go for them. Here I am, find myself.
I mean,
let me tell you, I could never be an enthusiast.
I mean, normally you get up there, you bring a sandwich, maybe like a little fifth of alcohol for the walk down.
I didn't see a lot of people with backpacks.
You bring a doobie, you know, you kind of hang out, smoke a joint, and soak in the views a little bit. But
Crowder's not doobie. It's literally fucking commercial hiking. It's like hundreds of people.
You can walk off like in the distance.
Yeah, but then I'm not that. What if I run into a mountain lion? Not that it's that kind of mountain, but still, I don't fuck with mountain lions.
You fucking kill that thing with your bare hands.
I don't fucking do that. And by the way,
bring your Glock with you.
Dude, pot as a whole in general, dude, I can't anymore. Dude, that's shit. Like, I'm officially the anxiety, dude. It's so bad now. I can't stand it. It's awful. Then the next day, the fogginess too, man. It's fucking miserable. It's miserable. That's my day before the Celtics game, and then we fucking get there. You're kind of like, you really don't know what's going on. Then after the game, one beer. Next thing I'm at Pat Donahue's house till 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what the hell are we getting? It's a Monday night. I have work tomorrow. What am I doing?
Well, that's just.
Talking about that Celtics game, dude. Talk about two roads diverged, like. When we were all together after, it's always like after the game when shit starts getting a little wonky and we go back to the bar, but it was like with these chicks and whatever, just sat down and just started talking to them. And then Johnny and like Pat, Celery Pat, like dip off and go to Dandelion. And I'm like, it's like right up the street from the local. And I was like, fuck, like I'm trying to get all of us to go somewhere, and these people are like union. So I'm like Johnny, give me Pat's number. And so I text Pat and like, Pat, it's Drew, union. Never text me back. I'm on the way in an Uber to the union. Next thing you know, I'm just by myself at the union, by myself. And let's just say I was bouncing around in that place, pinballing.
I wish
pinballing, and I ended up with something that didn't leave the. I left the bar by myself, but like who I ended up with, let's just say it was Monday Night Crew, Monday Night fucking cleanup crew,
DJ Burns or not Delisha Burns.
Yeah, I definitely came to my senses, but. God,
you black back in. You're like, what I the forgot, fuck am Drew, I doing?
I forgot we had.
Work I was there. Like, if I woke up next to this on a Tuesday morning, having to kick that out and jump into a meeting, I'm gonna be sick.
Good for you, Megs. That's one thing I'm terrible with. I gotta get I forgot we had work on Tuesday. I forgot it was a Monday night.
Yeah, it was basically Monday for you too because you were off on Monday. So yeah, that Tuesday morning.
I had complete.
You can't escape it. That's like three in a row almost.
Yeah, it's just not a place where I want to be. Because I mean, it's like so much has happened the past couple weeks. I forgot about the hip drop tackle getting banned. I mean, I don't know about you guys. That just, I mean, like you know, I'm extreme.
It's gonna be a mess.
I'm gonna be a big college football guy this year because I can't like we're banning basically a form of tackling it just makes me upset. It just makes me upset.
Yeah, like that's not going to decide the end of a playoff game in dramatic fashion or anything.
Just makes me upset because now, like, what happens? Like, I hope that they do something to come to their senses. And I heard a funny take from a sports personality. They're like, you know what? We got to get to a point where they have to give us something back. Like, fine, you want to ban hip drop tackle? We get back hits to the head. Like, you have to start giving us something back here. And I'm like, you know what? EFT? No, no, it was the jet on Bob Does Sports. And I thought it was a hilarious take because I was like, I mean, dude,
that's a good take.
It's a good thing, but to me, it just makes me upset. What are we going to be watching for a product, man? Like, what are we going to be watching? Is it going to even be football? Like, I just don't know where we're going as a sport.
You're going to be locked in the Penn State, Wisconsin, Big Noon kickoff week 5.
Which college football is still, they don't have it, right? College, just NFL, from my understanding.
No, just NFL.
Yeah,
and college football still has a kickoff, too.
Yeah, I forgot about the kickoff as well, too. I don't know. We could save that for another time, but I just want to bring it up to you. That's going to be one of those things where, like, I feel like 3 or 4 months from now, we're going to be like, oh, yeah. Like, let's all get mad about this because we were, like, so jacked up with Final Four, Masters, so much going on.
They're doing it. Well, the way they are announcing these rule changes is how, like, Schefter announces something at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning. We're distracted. Yes. Something else is going on.
Yeah.
We're not all ready for it. Like, the same thing with the Steelers quarterback. What the fuck is his name? Justin Fields. St. Patty's Day? How am I supposed to react to that? Covered it up.
It's usually not the NFL, too. Distracted. Yeah, usually, I mean, the NFL knows what they're doing. The fact that they're doing that, they know that they want to keep kind of the public at ease for as long as they can until the
outbreak of that
baseball season.
Speaking of that, yesterday morning, I'm at the office, go to take my morning shit, hop on Instagram. First thing I see, it's 9 a.m. on a Wednesday, Stephon Diggs to the Texans. I mean, you want to talk about the Bills. You want to talk about the Bills.
Oh, what they got for them, what they got for him was, I know you got to get rid of the money. I know
they showed the Bills wide receiver. The Bills wide receiver core right now is Mac Hollins, Khalil Shakur, and
where's Gabe Davis? Yeah, I know they got rid of Gabe Davis.
Jags. They both went to the AFC South.
I mean, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
What they got for Diggs was 1 second rounder next year, and they got rid of a fifth and sixth with Diggs.
That's crazy. That's a
fleece job.
And they cleaned house on their defense too. So I mean, it's Josh Allen on an island.
Fucked. You see, what happens when you pay your quarterback.
You see, we have misery with East Carolina sports because, well, I mean, we're a power five. We're not a power five. We're a group of five school. Yeah, you know what else is misery? Freaking Middle Tennessee State, you know, Florida International, you name it. We're at least in the same group as hundreds of other schools. We're the Buffalo Bills. I mean, you're a professional sports team. You were pretty good for the past 5 years, and you have not one pennant. Not even a ring. Yeah.
Imagine losing 4 Super Bowls and then getting Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs and like thinking you have a chance.
After the Brady era, too. After the Brady era, it's your time to shine. I mean, what about having a bad, man?
Scary hours in Buffalo. Scary hours.
It really is because now you got Rodgers coming back, the Dolphins. I mean, they're right there still. The division's not getting easier.
Yeah. No, I mean,
Rodgers.
I guess the only thing I would say about it is I'll probably be hammering every single Josh Allen rushing prop next year because he's just going to be scrambling his life away. He has no escape, like comfort blanket anymore. It's just Josh Allen on an island every game.
Put a note to do those for at least the first 4 weeks before the lines start getting affected.
Yeah,
that's like what I was saying, dude. I can't everything wait to see Turb. Like Turb and Nikki, when they cook up their player prop touchdown parlays, it's going to be a sight to watch, man. I can't wait. Because that's one cool thing about these sites. The same game parlays you can do are just absurd. They're just crazy.
They're crazy, dude. I love them.
Like I saw Louisiana, they got a notification last night. They banned prop betting for college players August 1st. I hope other states don't follow that suit.
We kind of had no choice after that booty. Normally, we only really get it for the big games, like for football, national championship. Yeah, like the semifinals. And we'll
probably not going to get it for Penn State versus Western Michigan. You're not going to get it for that.
No, God, no. I would hope not. I hope nobody's betting on those odds. Unreal.
Right, right. But I just thought that was funny because Louisiana had the booty, the Patriots former wide receiver who had the $10,000 bets, LSU player. It's like, yeah, man,
maybe they had. I guess I don't know. It's probably different state to state.
I just hope states don't follow suit because we just got a taste of it. And like DJ Burns, his prop bet against Purdue, whatever his points is, I'll be taking a look at that. I'll be taking a look at Edie's prop bet too. I mean, him and Dalton Connect, I just looked at theirs before the game, the Elite Eight game. Dalton Connect was like 30 point, not 30, excuse me, it was 20, and Edie was like 22. Connect, 35 points, Edie, 40 points. Granted, they were career highs, but those player props, man, are fun. One thing I hate about him, I always hate about him, is injuries. So one thing I always hate about him is the injury risk. But
or foul. I mean, the foul trouble stuff with the bigs.
That's a tough one.
So, I mean, it sucks that Nicky Nelly News couldn't make it. I mean, still got nothing. Still got nothing for the big fella. He's going to wake up. We're going to get 1,000 sorries. We're going to get 1,000 apologies. But
haven't seen a Nicky Walks video in 2 weeks.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's off allergies. I have him down for the count for 2 weeks.
We really
just
got
fucking piss poor every way you put it.
Yeah, we got to decide how we handle it. Do we just do the silent treatment and just make him really kind of salt in his wounds? But I don't know if I can handle being silent. I mean, I don't know. I think if you don't say anything, Pete, if you don't say anything and he drops his sorry text, I think we'll get a Nicky Walks video in 24 hours. Especially if you're silent. I'll be like, I really touched a nerve.
LRP punishment.
I'll put a fire under his ass.
LRP punishment. He has to do a Nicky Walks video on the LRP page with his face painted like a clown.
he's gotta walk a 5K doing that.
Imagine walking past the guy that size with a clown mask, walking with a camera in front of his face.
And he's gotta answer every question in the chat.
we do have to get something with the next couple of weeks. We have the Masters come up, which will be massive after this weekend. We have the Masters.
Are we doing a pool for that? Just like a separate LRP pool again?
Might look into it. Might see. I mean, that might be the big fella's punishment. We have him promote that shit. Me and Turb take a step back for one.
He's gotta run it himself, get all the payments and everything.
Yeah, me and Turb take a step back from one Masters. That might be spot on, because what I was going to get to is I'm going to be really looking forward to the golf content this year. That's really the big thing. And Conrad, I really would love – I mean, you and Nikki's been dying to meet you. We got to pick out a weekend on one of these episodes in the coming weeks for you to come down here, whether it's September, you know, whatever it may be.
You got to get with his sister, like, because you could probably end up getting a situation where you could finesse him. Discounted or free flight.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Gotta get that figured out, because it's gonna be a big year in the links. Big year in the links. And boys, before we close out, who do you got in the final four? Give me an over under. Give me a spread. Give me your national champion. If I'm gonna go over unders, I've been pretty bad with in terms of I just can't. Like Clemson game, I had under, and then UConn game, I had under, which hit. But then, like, I'm flip flopping my unders and overs. Like Purdue under game against Tennessee, I had the under, and State Duke, both overs hit. So, over unders, I don't really know where to go. I think spreads, NC State, it's now at 9. Got to go NC State +9.
Yeah.
Connecticut, I love to take laying the number, but I just want to see good games. So, I think the two I like is State +9 and I like the Bama UConn over 161. And then give me Purdue to win it all. Why not? I know UConn is just probably going to run it back to back, but you guys know me. I just can't fall in love with it. I can't fall in love with everyone else has. So I'll be different. Give me State +9 over 161 UConn Bama. And then give me Purdue as your national champion.
NC State, UConn national champion.
NC State +9 or UConn -12, and then UConn champ.
Yep.
Terb.
I like that. I like State. I like UConn in these games. Just give me State. Why not? Why not? Feels like 83. Why not? Ghost of Jimmy V. Give me State winning it all. But I tell you what I do like. Of course, it's State money line. It's always State money line. Fuck the 9. But I will tell you, I love that under. I love under 146.
146.
Love it.
That's the number.
Love it.
State slows it down. Mortal. It's going to be big man ball game. I mean, yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it.
I mean, dude, that's one of those games where if it starts out with Edie versus Burns and it's 3-2, six,
let it get up to 147 and I'll mortal it. But
wow. Yeah. I don't hate it. I don't hate it because just the opposite. I think that Purdue NC State game get up 5 points easily, tops in the first 3 or 4 minutes. You have if you have the over, you're already clamoring. That UConn Bama game, you have the under. They could have 10 points in the first 3 minutes, and you're already clamoring. So it's, I don't hate that under.
Yeah,
I think State. I just think that
I mean, here
they're 22-1 term. They're 22-1 to win it all, and they're in the Final Four. Oh no!
Back already.
Oh my god! This guy.
Oh, back.
I got it back. But
are we recording again?
But yeah, 22-1 is what I was saying. Is the NC State 20 at all? 22-1. They're in the Final Four. It's absurd.
Yeah. No, I mean it's like I said. If you're not taking a money line at this point, here's the thing. I can bet them, and if they lose money line, I don't lose money, really. I've won plenty enough money on their money line. It's just stupid not to. But, no, I mean, look, first of all, I don't know what you're talking about. The Purdue game went under against Tennessee, and the Duke State game went under.
I'd say I had both overs, but I had Purdue covering and State covering. So it's like,
You had both overs.
Yeah.
Those have been
the hardest for me than spreads is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, you got State Duke going, they scored 140 last game. You got Purdue Tennessee. They scored 138 last game. I don't see a pace being much different than those two games with State Purdue. So,
some nerves too. It's gonna be some nerves. Purdue's first Final Four since 1980. It's gonna be some nerves. The target on their back. I think there's gonna be some nerves early in that game. That's the first game too, as well. So I think
scary.
It's gonna be watch out. I mean, imagine UConn sitting there looking at NC State sitting between them and a national title. If we see UConn versus NC State, it's really gonna be lining up for David versus Goliath. We see Purdue and UConn, Goliath versus Goliath. The only one that kind of sucks if we get Bama State. That's the only one I don't want to see. Give me anything but that.
Yeah, I don't see a world where UConn loses. Really don't.
Yeah. I mean, they're the 32-0 run, I think it just puts.
They haven't lost by less than like 15 points in 2 years of the tournament.
Yeah, it's.
And they're 11.5 point favorites to Bama, who's been on a crazy run.
That's the only thing is if UConn can maybe find themselves 5 minutes left, 5-point lead or something. But yet again, they had
they're too deep.
State. They had that with San Diego State. They're up like 5 with 5 minutes left, and they won by like 15, 17. So it's, I don't know. It just give us good games. I hope the college basketball gods bless us and we're in for a hell of a Final Four. Boys, if you have anything else to say, that's FB25. We can send the people on their way. Conrad, King.
That's FB25, Vente Cinco, I believe, LRP, Conrad's Corner, CBB Yon, Terps Takes, College Basketball. This is where you get the good info. Listen, you want the goods, we give you the goods week in, week out, LRP. This is how we do it. Hank, hank, hank.
Oh, Mayo taking the bracket pool. Nikki, punishment incoming. Hank, hank.
Let's go, Wolfpack.
Hank, hank, hank. Fuck Nikki Six, hank.
Live, laugh, love, cry, whatever Jimmy V says, those three things.